This is Glenda, and we are here for you to bring you the blessings of Christ and open your heart, help you settle some issues in your life, and just make everything a little bit better. We're here for you. And we're very blessed to have Nancy assisting us with the board and with callers. You are
absolutely. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, great. Well, we wouldn't want to do it without you. I mean, you're the it person now. I was just going to tell everybody how to come into the board. You do it by pressing star six and then wait for the prompt. And test one. I am going to test her. That's much better. Okay. I wasn't quite on top of things right there, but we got it done. And so what you're going to do, I'll repeat myself. You press star six and then follow the prompt and it will tell you to press one to be placed in the queue. And you just wait until Nancy opens your call. We'll have a list of people who want to come in to either ask for a blessing or give thanks for a blessing. It's good either way, because the more blessings we share, coming or going, receiving or giving, it just adds to the miracle quality of our community, because we are here to be a miracle for one another and to facilitate the receiving of the one who is a living miracle. So, Nancy, how are you today?
I'm really good. It's been a great weekend. We had a wonderful baby shower for Leo and Amy, and that was yesterday, so lots of goings on, but went real smooth, and they made quite a haul, as they say. Well, you know, when you have that first one, it comes with meeting this day and age. It's amazing. Yeah, from the car seats to the strollers to the porta cribs to the bassinets.
Oh yeah. In today's world.
Well, you know, but Amy's wonderful and she's very organic. And so she, in her little list, she said that, you know, she wanted gently used clothes and things like that. And people really listened and they brought these boxes filled with wonderful clothes from secondhand stores that were just fabulous. And,
yeah.
And they were able to, she was able to, interesting, you get more for what you know, mm-hmm. if you were to go out mm-hmm. and buy it full price. So she was very appreciative that people took that to heart, and they were precious as can be. And thank you for asking. It's been a wonderful weekend, a busy week at work, but school's getting ready to start. So with that said, there's a lot of motion. But I will say one thing before we start. I gotta say, Glenda, it's really wonderful when the things that we talk about and the things that you share and teach and what we've learned. Do love without end, and what Yeshua speaks to our own hearts. When you can actually apply some of it, and it's just like you powerfully see the results and how the world and how everything works better for you. It's pretty wonderful to get that confirmation in little ways, big ways, all kinds of ways. But it's pretty exciting.
That's right. So, when you see it working, that's when your faith is rewarded, and you know. And you're going to say, wow, you know, I knew it felt good to be faithful because I felt rescued in life knowing that I had divine assistance in preparation for me. But when you see it actually coming forward in terms of a blessing, and it was so effortless and so gracious that it just rolled in like a breeze in spring. And on the other side of it, there were flowers. And you said, where did those flowers come from? You know, That's the way blessings are. They're actually part of life. They're just something a person didn't know to expect or didn't see or have the courage to ask for, or when you received it, you explained it away as something logical, which is a tendency we all have in today's very mechanical, materialistic world. We see things that are a little beyond expectation, and we just think, oh, well, what have they invented next? Well, miracles came with the beginning of creation, and they unfold and they unfold and they unfold. And I think the greatest blessing is what we do for ourselves to teach ourselves to be attuned to what's possible and to the fact that we do have help. We are guided by angels. We are loved and counseled by the Holy Spirit. Yeshua walks beside us, and our Heavenly Father is always in our corner. So there's always something to call on, but we need to call. And we're even told that in the Bible. Hey kids, you know, I'm here, but you got to knock on the door. Why? And I've said this 10,000 times, because God does not interfere with our free will and our free choice. That's why we were put here, to cultivate our abilities, our orientation in life, our preferences, and our values through the choices we make. And I guarantee you, he will not interfere with your choices until you ask for it. But that brings us to one very special point in this call, and that is you don't have to get on the board and ask for it in a way that's audible for other people to hear. You ask in your heart, or you say it in a whisper to God in prayer. As we go into our blessing, you will have an opportunity to be in prayer and ask in your prayer. But please ask, and don't think you're being too specific. You can't be too specific for God. You really can't. As Yeshua said, there's not even a sparrow that falls that he doesn't see. And it counts every hair on your head. I wish he would count a few more on my head. But anyway. That's just, oh, well. It's glorious any way it comes. But getting back to this is, you know, we're here to cultivate and recognize, enjoy and share the potential for blessings and miracles in life. And we're so glad that you came to be with us.
We sure are. So thank you, everyone, for being here today. We're just so glad. It's just such a gift that we have each week. And I know last week several of you were really remarking how that has just been such an integral part of your life and your week and your setting the tone for the whole week, and it's just a beautiful thing. So, and we do have some callers, so we're excited. Shall I open the line?
Yes, I think we should, Nancy. I had some things that I was more or less prepared to say, but I think I want to hear what our callers have in their heart and mind, and then bounce off of that.
Perfect. Okay, then let's see. We've got our first one is Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda.
I'm
just calling to thank you for the prayers last week. I asked for my sister's friend's daughter, Carly. She had a collapsed lung. She went into surgery on Wednesday, and everything was fine. She came out yesterday afternoon. She's home in her own bed, and everything's fine. And her mother asked me to thank everyone on the call for the prayers. I think it really touched her. I really don't know what her spiritual beliefs might be, but I really had a strong feeling to put Carly on the call last week, and I texted her and asked her while she was sitting in the hospital, would she be agreeable to, you know, have Carly put on the call? And she said, yes, please. And she texted me last night when they left the hospital and were driving back upstate, and she said, thank you so very, very much for putting Carly on the blessing call last week. So I'm just calling with gratitude from her and me, and saying it works. It all works again. You know, you ask for a blessing. And you know, it might make their faith stronger that, you know, I could feel she was really touched that Carly went through everything so well and is out of the hospital and they're back home and bing, 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 everything went so miraculously. So gratitude, I'm calling with gratitude for a blessing that came to fruition in 1 week. So thank you.
Oh, that touches my heart. Thank you for letting us know, Elizabeth. We love hearing about the blessings others received. And you're such a sweet community member. You just add to our spirit every week.
Thank you.
And how are you doing, Elizabeth? Are you feeling better too?
I'm better, and that question about more love in my life and my heart. And on Tuesday, I ran into an old friend I hadn't seen who just sat me down and started talking and wants to, you know, go out and just communicate. And I thought, bingo, this is me too. You know, God has brought someone back into my life who lives on the next block from me that I hadn't seen for ages and suddenly was right in front of me on Broadway in New York and there, and we'll probably go out and sit by the water and have a drink or what have you, listen to some music. So I got my mind answered as well. You know, people are coming into my life to bring love and joy. Communication, that was what you were talking about last night.
Exactly.
Getting in contact.
And connection. Connection.
That was the word, connection. I got connected back again with this person that I hadn't seen for ages, out of the blue, as if by coincidence. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. So thank you. Two blessings actually were answered last week. Deepest gratitude for all you do. You do a very good job, Brenda. You do a very
That's
good job.
Wonderful. Well, our community is here with you also. We have a wonderful community. And I want to thank everyone for attending. Because even if you don't say anything, even if this week you don't have a particular blessing to ask for, your presence here strengthens the blessings for everyone. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
We're so glad you called in, and we're so glad you're part of us. So thank you.
Me too. Me too. Thank you very much.
Okay, Brenda, we love you, Elizabeth. We're going to open up another line. Aria.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy.
Hello,
yes,
Aria.
I love you.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you because I remember when you had your disc pain, you told us all that you just kept going. That you just, you know, you had work to do and you just kept going. And even though I still have mine, and there's a SI joint issue as well as the discs, but I started working again, doing my spiritual readings, and it's just so true, Glenda. It's like, you know, you just gotta go forth and, you know, give, and everything seems to get better. So I want to thank you.
That's right. And I, you know, it just popped into my head, so I know it came from someone on high ground. About something to mention to you, there is a scripture that reflects the teaching of Yeshua to the apostles, where he said, you cannot serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or love the other and hate the one. You cannot have two masters. But he wasn't talking about masters that you work for. He was talking about forces that drive your life. And in my experience and the real spiritual teaching behind what I mentioned by not letting my pain run my life is I could not allow it to be my master. Sure, it was there, and I had faith that if I just took power away from it, that would help me more than any pain medicine. In fact, I got up all pain medicine then. Mm-hmm. I decided, no, I'm not empowering it. It's not the way I'm going to live my life, and it's not my master. My master is on high. And I never fluctuated from that. Never varied. I stayed true to it. And I think so often we don't realize how many things of the world, whether it's debts or pain, anguishing over politics or international affairs or hazards in the environment, we allow those things to become our master. Mm-hmm. And we forget who our master really is. Now, that doesn't mean we don't still care about the environment.
Right.
Doesn't mean we don't care about each other in a service and material way. It just really is nice sometimes to take cookies to someone who's been neglected. And it makes a huge difference in their confidence and their life, being there for them. But it's not mastering. That's the key. And the drama with pain is it's almost like someone with a whip beating your back into conformity.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
Yes.
And
I do.
And it has that impact on us. Right. And we've got that's really what I was getting to. It doesn't mean that I'm recommending you disregard common sense about your back. You know, find a recliner that you can be on when you do your readings so you're not pressing on your back. Use common sense, you know, really. Prayer, meditate, ice, heat, whatever.
Ice.
Yeah, is appropriate for you is what I was going to say. Tend to the problems in life as a good servant would tend to them. But don't let them become the master. I would say the same thing about debt. You got debt? Don't avoid it. Work out a way for it to make easy payments that you can honor and stick with it. And don't let anyone harass you, because in today's world, somebody is lucky to get a $10 payment on a debt right now. You know, these are hard times for a lot of people. I know landlords that have not been paid for 4 months. For 4 months.
Wow.
When the tenants actually have money.
Right. Oh my goodness.
You know?
Yeah.
We getting back to making a connection. Make a connection with your troubles. Don't avoid them. Don't pretend, for example, Ari, that you don't have some back pain right now. Don't pretend, some of you, that you don't have a difficult relationship with someone at work, or that you have debts, or that you need to relocate. Don't ignore what's trying to press on you, but take the pressure off, because it's not your master. You can master it, and that's the key.
That's the key. I love it.
You master it. So you see, when you're mastering a problem, you're not disconnecting. All kinds of troubles come when we disconnect. Really, they do. You can't just walk away and turn your back on something and expect it to take care of itself.
Right.
But you master it, and you put your power into something that will give you the strength to master it.
Absolutely. Very good advice. Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and just prayers for my relationships that are getting better and better with my husband and my daughter, and for the rain in the Southwest in Sedona.
Oh, my goodness, yes. My beautiful Sedona.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah.
I miss it so much.
Well, come back and see us. Let me know if you ever want to come back.
I will when God permits
right.
it. right now, I'm working on other goals.
I get it. Well,
so,
thank you. Yeah, thank you
God
so
bless
much.
You, Aria. And I'm really glad to see that you've established your priorities.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
establishing priorities, that kicks in another thought. That somebody just knocked on my head and said, remember what I told you about the first commandment? The first commandment, well, it is that the creator of the universe is above all the creation of the universe. God is number one.
Amen.
And you shall have no other to worship or to thank for what you have. But at the same time, it establishes the priorities of your life. So the part B of that command, that first commandment, as he explained to me, was when you put God first, and then you put the laws of God in sequence, and then you put the ethics of true, enlightened, truthful behavior in next, you're establishing priorities for your life.
Right.
And then even on the more mundane level of daily priorities, things just go better when you've got your priorities in.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And that's really explained in his words quite beautifully in the Ten Commandments of the heart.
Right. Well, I love Jesus, Yeshua, so much, and all the beloved, and I am so thankful. So I just wanted you to know, and for you, and everyone on this call, and for Nancy, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are so
thank you.
Welcome, and so loved.
Oh, thank you.
You sure are. Thank you
so
for bringing
much.
This to us today. Yeah,
of course. Okay.
Taking a nice deep breath, just breathing it all in, you know?
Yes,
that's good.
Blessing.
That's good.
It's a good thing to do.
And I love that about priorities, Glenda, because, I mean, the heart's higher intelligence, the first one is unity, you know? How brilliant is that
right.
connection right there, you know? Talk about priorities, right?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it works exactly same other side of the coin to thou shalt have no other gods. That's unity. That's unity. One God.
Yeah. One God. That's it. Okay. We have some more callers. Let me move on. Aria, thank you so much. We now have Stormy. Stormy, happy Sunday. We're glad you're here today.
Yeah. Me and, Linda might remember this, me and Reddy Kilowatt.
Oh, no.
The Texas Electric logo that they used to have on TV for the power company here in Fort Worth. Texas Reddy Watt.
Okay.
Texas Kilowatt.
Okay.
I had a prayer that I've been going on for 60 years. About a electrical magnetic highway, some technology and applications of the possibility of a magnetized highway to charge our electric cars as we drive down the road. So I never give up on my prayer. It's just one application of one of the things I've been thinking about. But for 60 years, I've been working on it. Once I start a prayer, I never give up on it. And
good.
Just let God take care of it. But I'm grateful to hear of this kind of technology also some electrical magnetic concrete walls to build our homes to charge and electrify our homes. So there's some technology out there that I'd just like to give gratitude that is up and coming in the future for us.
It is. It is. And we certainly thank God for granting the talent, the ingenuity, and the genius for those who are doing this. And may they be favored by grace in all that they do so they can achieve their goals soon and efficiently.
Yeah. Gordon had some other, Hannah's husband, you know, we used to have those healing sessions at their place. And, Gordon showed me some technology he had that was like this. He had some, concrete magnetic, tiles, large pieces of tiles that he had that, he was doing. And, until the government came and asked him not to do this anymore. And when the government comes and says, please don't do that, you pay attention. So Gordon could never even talk to me about this technology again, but it has come to light anyhow. Besides the fact, in proper timing. And, you know, I knew of some technology like this years ago that Gordon had been asked not to do. But in Germany, they're doing it anyhow. So, you know, there's always ways to get this technology out that sometimes our government says, no, you don't need to do that. And sometimes there's good reason why the government steps in. And, that, you know, but blessings for the two ways that we're going to use energy so much more efficiently. Also, there's a new technology on refrigeration that's going to make it so much more effective. So that's some really good blessings that are coming our way.
Wonderful. That's great news. I love hearing good news.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Actually, thank you, Stormy. Huh? Thank you, Stormy.
And I keep the music up also.
Okay. Oh, well, we want you to do that. Yeah. Like
for sure.
Forever. what came to mind when I smiled and kind of giggled when we were talking about your good news? Well, that's what the gospel means. The apostles were sent out to spread the gospel. Well, gospel means good news. So I think we're spreading a lot of good news on our call today, and that really made me happy.
Well, here's one of my rainbow whirlwinds to walk your way and just move around your house and sort of clean up any dust that might be there. How about that?
That would be great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Stormy. Okay. We've got another caller, Glenda. It's Mary. Hi,
Mary.
Hey, hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. I just could not love you more. You already have spoken on my, what is in my heart so beautifully, so I'm going to go back and listen. I wanted to ask for this blessing request out loud because I just really want to tell Jesus that I surrender. I surrender. And what I mean by that is I am so truly, truly blessed. I never lose sight of my blessings. And I also, I think, sometimes need to acknowledge that I need some help. I need help and I need divine intervention and guidance. And so I just want surrendering, not in a way that, where I'm not mindful that I need to absolutely do my part, but my way is not working, and I'm okay with that. I just trust that I'll be given a new way. There's a scripture you were talking about, beautiful scripture. There's a scripture that if I was younger and healthier, I would produce on both of my arms. It is Proverbs 3:5-6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord in all thy ways, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." And I think that you could almost substitute the word love for he, and you could say, acknowledge love in all thy ways, and love will direct thy path. And so that's my prayer. There are some things I want to fully let go of and ask for the things on the new things I know will come if I just say, okay, Lord, I know that my way isn't working and I trust your way. So thank you. I'm sorry sometimes I talk too much, but
that was prayer. Very good. We didn't have a perfect connection at every point, so I struggled a little bit to hear everything you were communicating, but I think I got it, and it's very important what you're saying, and it is a highly important little phrase in the Lord's Prayer called, thy will be done. Not mine, but thy will be done.
Right.
Whether we are seeking to offer blessings into life, such as just doing a good job, being a good neighbor, good friend, good family member, you know, we could be just seeking to give blessings in life or to receive blessings from life. It works both ways. We need to be flexible, because we don't have the big picture. We have not walked in their shoes. We don't know exactly what they want. There was a time in our country back in the pioneer days that if you gave a person shoes, you had insulted them. You were implying that it was wrong to go barefoot, that going barefoot was a sign of poverty and hardship, and you had pity on them. And it was an insult to give another person shoes. It's really true. There was a time. And we don't always know how a person is feeling about their life. And we get the idea, well, wouldn't anybody like a plate of cookies? Well, not a diabetic. And they might even be sensitive to the fact that you didn't know they had trouble in their life with that. You know, we need surrender is such a good word. It's such a good word because it allows us to back off from our willfulness. It's not that we give up. It's not that we stop praying. It's not that we stop seeking or hoping or loving. It's just that we back off from our willfulness about how it's going to happen.
Right.
We pray, oh Lord, thy will be done, because, and that I may be a servant unto it. And things just work better that way. You're such a sweetheart, Mary, that you look for ways to be of service without resistance.
Right, without resistance. That's, I want to flow like water, Glenda. I just want to be a pool of water. So thank you so much for all the ways you flow this grace into all of us and the way our beautiful brother helps us to find the serenity of the water. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. And everybody just remember, there's nothing more adaptable than water. but there's also nothing more forceful than water. Think of a tsunami. Think of Niagara Falls.
Right.
You know, floodwaters that are so dangerous. We have to really be careful with the power of water. And then on the other hand, there's nothing gentler than water that can flow into all the places in which it's needed. So I think that one of the reasons the symbol of the fish was shared and almost iconically instituted in the first century Christianity is because they were teaching this. They had come about, of course, through the teachings of Yeshua, but also on a foundation of John the Baptist and baptism, going to the river to be baptized, immersed in water, and the whole concept that water is cleansing, and it's a symbol for washing away all of our mistakes, our misunderstandings, our judgments, and the things that caused us to be kind of yucky with life, you know, disagreeable, and trying to figure out, why isn't this working? I really had this all figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times do we have to go back to the drawing board? Well, you see, the thing is, God owns the drawing board. And he doesn't even reveal all of his intentions to us because he doesn't want us to compete for authority over his will. And there are people who would do that. Now, just think for a minute. Let's just say the Almighty of all creation put on a big whiteboard, this is my will for the day. You know how many people who think they're, you know, the ruling big shots of the planet would rush to grab authority over that and implement it so they can say, yeah, and that's my will too. You know, it's like teacher's pet that wants to go to the front of the room and take over the class. Well, he doesn't tell us. He has his will, but it's for us to discover and for us to be flexible in the receiving of it and sharing in the receiving of it. And like father, like son, Yeshua doesn't tell us everything either. Not because we couldn't understand, but because we probably would not use that kind of power wisely.
Amen.
You know, you know, one of the most common questions I get from people today, because of the turbulence and the chaos in the world, is when is he coming back? I mean, really, that's the number one question. And I said, you know, I ask him, the apostles ask him, everybody's asked him, and he says, I'm not telling anybody. Well, can you just imagine how many people would try to then manipulate that into their strategic pathway towards tomorrow?
Maybe it's up to all of us to make room at the end, huh? Maybe
exactly.
We have to prepare the way.
How about making room for love?
Right.
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 How about making room for doing the best we can do with what we have and approaching the rest with faith? How about that?
That's good,
like
Glenda.
Little children. How about being like little children? Sitting in the lap of our father, our grandfather, grandmother, whatever, and not asking about the mysteries of the world. You just ask if I can have a brownie. You know? We're humans. We are endowed with the spirit of our Creator to become much, much more than we are right now. But we have to be ready for it, my friends. And He will not rob us of our learning process. We need that learning process in order to have the genuine authority over that which we do learn. I think the parable of the caterpillar and the butterfly has probably been taught many times, but it's worth remembering. It's actually true. It's a parable only because it's told like a story, but it's really true. And that is that in a classroom, a caterpillar who was in a cocoon destined to become a butterfly was forming its wings and pushing against the cocoon. And one of the children thought the butterfly was in great pain and broke open the cocoon so that the butterfly could come out and open its wings and be free of that pain. The butterfly came out, but all it could ever do was walk. It could never fly. It needed to struggle to make its wings strong enough that it could fly. And that is true. That is biologically true.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't suggest that you go find out for yourself, because some poor butterfly would then never fly. So I don't recommend that you go and do it. But there are actually videos on YouTube. You can find them. So,
well, thank you, Glenda. That's such a good teaching.
Well, we would try, if we knew more about everything than we were ready to know, we would try to bypass the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we are.
Right. It's like saying a prayer and then telling God how to answer. God has a much better idea.
Yeah, and I'm so glad He does, because my idea is not very good. It might get me from point A to point B, but it's not going to get me to heaven. And He's got a much better idea, because He knows the grand plan and where we're headed and what we must be strengthened for. But along the way, we can ask for help. But you see, everything I've been speaking about with you, Mary, is why we do need to be the one who asks for help. He won't intervene with the process, because that every process is important. It's all important, and He will not intervene unless you scream, "House is on fire, I need you now." And even then, He will bring a blessing and a remedy to you that allows you to find strength in the moment and then face a new future, which you will solve again by yourself until you need help. And by the way, He does send flocks of angels to watch over you, and just be tuned.
Okay. Thank you so much. But blessings to everyone in this very same way. And thank you. I love you all. Thank you.
We love you too, Mary. And you will be blessed. You will find your way. I know you will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mary. Gosh, Glenda, I think about the butterfly, and I think about my kids that are new, young parents, and that's a great parable for them with their kids, you know?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the parenting is a great parable also, because we've got to watch over our kids to make sure that they don't walk off a brick wall. But at the same time, we've got to let them learn how to climb. And there's a fine line to the management of risk and reward in life.
Absolutely.
Because I think without a little bit of risk and a lot of motivation, there's a lot of things we won't try. And for not trying, we become weak. And so good parenting involves letting your kids have that freedom to explore, but you keep that watchful eye over them, making sure they're not reaching down the wrong kind of hole.
Right. Oh, perfect. I'm going to have Olivia listen to this one for sure. Okay, let's see. We have, hi, Caroline. We're so happy you're here today.
Hi. Yes, I had to go on and off the call because people kept coming through with work stuff I had to deal with. But I would love to have a blessing for my dear friend Tina, who's the founder of Hawaii Unites, who's been campaigning against these biopesticide mosquitoes here in Hawaii, and they also have plans all over the country for these horrible things. But she really needs support. She needs funding. She needs she's been fighting almost single-handedly on this battle. And my prayer is my blessings to her for the work she's done and gratitude, but also I'm really praying that assistance and support comes to her, you know, so that she's able to really make this fight of hers flourish. Because it's a fight for all of us.
Yes, it is. It's a very important, it's a very important subject to be looked at with respect for the various levels of biology on our planet and creation and the interlocking of life. All of life is here to serve its purpose and to interlock. And personally, I don't know why we need mosquitoes, but that's not my job to figure that out. I didn't create them. And the one who did knows exactly what purpose they serve. So, I would personally not be in favor of altering God's creation. It might have the wrong kind of sequential effects.
Well, there are plenty of examples of things that have gone seriously wrong when man's tried to meddle with biology. So. That's the thing. So that's my main blessing. I was also going to ask for a blessing for more intuition and more discernment, because I think that's important for me and probably for everyone. But the most important one is that I really want to have light and support around Tina so that she can do what she, you know, so that her cause and the cause, our cause really is blossoming and succeeding.
Yes, absolutely. And she's on my list and I will send her blessings every time I offer them. So, just tell her that there are people supporting her and, leading her to victory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you.
And yes.
Love to everyone.
Yeah.
I love the community here. I'm so grateful to be part of this beautiful community.
Yeah. I love that. And I think just like Elizabeth letting her friends know, you know, that she was going to offer them, I think you telling Tina that we're all there, that's going to really touch her too. So it could really bring another level of awareness for her that just opens up another perspective that can maybe bring in something that, you know, higher reality, God's reality. So,
love can conquer anything. And sometimes it's the love that's the wind to our back that does it, because we give everything we've got for a particular project, and we find the love we give for it isn't quite enough, but don't underestimate the power it might have in inspiring others to also cast their love in that direction. And they inspire others. And they inspire others. So don't expect to do things by yourself. There's a lot of things in life you may be called on to be that courageous person that steps forward. I can attest to the fact that that can happen, but it doesn't happen all the time. And I'm really glad that it doesn't happen for a lot of people, because not everyone has the confidence to listen and then to go forth. But when two or more are joined in his name, guess who's there with you? And then there will be more than two, and then there will be more than a dozen, and more than two dozen, and it goes on. So don't underestimate the power of more love coming together. It's a very big thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Kind of like water. It's the gentlest force in the universe and the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And a paradox, right? Which
it is.
Whenever the paradox is there, you always know something good's up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do. You do. Okay. Nancy, how are we on the board? I just stepped away from it for a minute.
Well, thank you, Caroline. We have Sarah. Your line's open.
Okay. Aloha, Glenda, Nancy, and beloved community. This is Sarah, and just offering my love to this community. I'm walking on the precious earth in my bare feet, and I just feel so blessed to take part in this connection each week. I want to ask for a special blessing for my Aunt Deb, who's also my adopted godmommy, and she's about to have some surgeries, and so just God bless her. God bless all of our precious elders and their healing. And I want to ask for, yes, and I want to ask for a blessing for me for just some a little bit of uncertainty in my work. And I just, often my habit would be to sort of stress about it and try to figure it out and think I had to put it all together. And I just really got this clarity of, oh no, just this is in God's hands. God, you put me where you need me, where I can be of the highest service. And so just blessings for that of just trust. I really got faith and trust in the plan for me and for all my brothers and sisters.
Yes. And you know, I've got something very important to ask, to add to that, which builds on what I was talking with Caroline about. You know, when we act in faith without a lot of force and push, people like us more. You notice that? People
just
like you more. And then what happens when people like you more? Well, you've got the favor of the group. You've got the favor of God. Don't underestimate. Hey, people, listen. Don't underestimate the enormous power of just people liking you. We talk about love in our community because that's the power of mastery. That's the power of the divine, of Yeshua, of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so naturally, we're going to talk about love here. And, you can't really put it in the same category as liking, but they sure are first cousins, you know. And it never hurts for people to like you. And this is sometimes one of the biggest mistakes we make in facing adversity, is that we face adversity disliking it. And you might be saying, well, Glenda, of course we dislike it. It's adversity. But there are ways you can get people to like you in regard to the adversity. When I was struggling with the herniated disc, I would go to see doctors, and I would just be really, I didn't go in crippled with pain. I could have been, because I sort of was, but that wasn't the mood, I guess. I just went in to see them, and I said, you know, I just really didn't want to do something super, I got this terrible pain, but I didn't want to do something super invasive. And I just got the feeling you were the doctor I was looking for. You think they're not going to like me when I say that?
Right.
You see what I mean?
That's a good example.
Don't head into adversity with 100% disliking everything about it. You're probably not going to get support. Not knock on the door. And this is one of the problems we run into when we fight for something we really hate, is we forget the strong edge, the powerful edge of, first of all, summoning help to get through it, people to be in our corner, people to be praying for us and for our cause, that which we believe in, and summoning just the spirit of, this is a good thing to do, you know? I really want to help her. I want to help him. I'd love to see this happen. I know that I am here for in doing this work for five reasons exactly. One is my faith, that I had the courage to step out and say, okay. Two is God the Father. Three, Yeshua the Son. Four, the Holy Spirit. And five, my community. That's it. You know, you got to have your team.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's one of the really wonderful things. We provide for people who come here. We're your team. We're
yes.
here for you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
A, we like you. B, we love you. C, we're going to help you be a success. Now, you add faith to that, and the three points of divinity, you're going to win. Pharaoh, you know, was a destined loser to Moses. On the one hand, absolutely nobody liked the Pharaoh. Nobody. Moses had the favor of God. Mm-hmm. And he had the love of the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, actually. Wow. Beautiful. Well, Sarah, I'm glad you brought that up, Sarah, because that was a good response.
Oh, amen. I've heard that also called tend and befriend, right? All of the parts when we come mm-hmm. up against something, how do we tend and befriend? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tend
well, you know, it could be nice if you turn your enemies around. You might not succeed in doing that, but if you've got lots of friends going forward mm-hmm. with you, the enemy's going to say, oh, well, I give up. Which
yes.
is exactly what the Roman Empire eventually did toward Christianity. It's like, oh, well, we give up.
You know? Might as well join them.
So,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, I have asked Yeshua about this several times because I'm passing on questions from the community where he told the apostles, love your enemies. And he said, well, when that was translated, it was a little bit abbreviated. I was teaching them about love. loving your neighbor, loving your brothers and sisters, loving people who are poor, loving people who are disagreeable, and even loving your enemies. He said, I said, and even love your enemies. Whew. I didn't say that out of context. That got pulled out of context as a little jewel hanging from the Christmas tree by people that translated what I said. I said, even love your enemies. Mm. Now, doesn't that put a different perspective on it, my friend? See, the thing is, all during the four centuries that Christianity was growing, they were even loving the Romans, even though the Romans were killing them. But that didn't really, really turn the enemy into a friend. It's just, we're going to love you too. We don't shut our love out. We're going to, you know, there may be people in power today you disagree with, but we say, we're even going to love you too. You see the difference in my voice? You see my difference there? Yeah. And it gives you the right to hold on to your integrity while even loving them. And that's what Yeshua said.
Wow.
And I think that puts all, it allows you to gather up all the people who like you, love what you're doing, love the goals you're setting forward. And they're not finding anything disagreeable about it because we're even loving our enemies. How's that? He was teaching them how to go out into the world. They were actually lacking courage, and who wouldn't? You're living back in those days, being on the bad list of Rome. Of course, who wouldn't be scared? Like we see a picture of them on the day of Pentecost, they were all gathered in the upper room, and they were scared to death. What do we do now? He's gone. How are we going to do this? How are we going to hold together? Well, here comes the Holy Spirit to the rescue and lights them all on fire. And then they got it. They went out to the courtyard, and they began to teach everybody. And they didn't care if the people in the courtyard were friends or enemies or what. They just were going to tell the good news to everybody. You see? You get on fire with love. And you don't stop and cherry pick. Okay, well, this is a friend. This is an enemy. I'm going to love my enemy, but I'm going to designate you as an enemy. You see? That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yep.
I hope I didn't go on too long, but I kind of thought.
No, fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of in a jovial mood today, so, as you can probably see. And I don't know why. Sometimes I just bubble up with joy and don't even know where in the world it's coming from. It's just bubbling up.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Bring it on. We're loving it.
Well,
we
okay,
love
great.
You.
Oh, I love you. Thank
you. Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your walk. I feel your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we do have two more callers. Glenda, Sarah, we're going to say goodbye, and we love you. And we do have, let's see, someone from 512. Is this Nancy?
It's Nancy Dupree. I'm got a new terrier, so everything's new.
Great. All right.
How are you doing? Well, anyway, I wasn't going to say anything, but you guys have such a wonderful topic today. And Lord, I need courage. I have so many blessings. I have I converted my garden tub into a walk-in shower, and it's gorgeous. Now I just have to patch the holes. So I'm asking angels, God, whoever wants to bring in help to patch the holes in the floor and get the house back in order. And in the meantime, give me the courage to just fix things.
you know, and trust that, you know, it will come out all right. So that's my asking today.
That's a good blessing to ask for. Just think of the apostles asking for that same blessing on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
And their prayers were answered, so yours will be too.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to hear from you. And
oh, and if you can ask the cat to come back inside. He got outside from the door. So if you can ask the cat to come back inside, that would be nice before it gets 108.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well,
thank
God bless your cat.
Yes. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Love you, too. We have, I think this is Missouri, or maybe not, 415?
Hello.
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 Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can.
This is Errol.
Can you hear us?
I can. I'm in California. And I'm
oh, Errol.
Voice.
Oh, yeah. Great to hear you.
Right.
Hear you, Errol. Welcome. And we think about you often.
Well, I think of you, and I'm often on this phone call, actually most Sundays. So, but it's nice to be able to connect and tune in. I am calling about two things. One is I could really, really use a blessing. It's hard not to cry. But I've been just struggling with severe anxiety for months, and I hardly have a moment of peace, and it wakes me up in the middle of the night. So I could really use some blessing.
I'm so sorry.
It's a horrible experience.
Yes, I know. I'm so sorry. And we're gonna pray that God lifts you above that level to where you are mastering your own life and not being mastered by the anxiety.
Yeah. Well, supposedly it's chemical. It's not like there's particular thoughts that I get stressed out about, and I've had this struggle of trying to find the right chemical and in the middle of trying to find something else. And it's a painful process. My heart, whatever else it does, it certainly made me feel more love and compassion for anybody who struggles with ongoing pain of any sort.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It tries to dominate us. And
yeah.
You are ultimately the master of your life, Errol. Just remember that in all your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh, Lord.
I am reminded. Thank you. I did reread that Jesus' comments about the last blessing, persecuted for righteousness' sake, and now he emphasizes that, you know, if you just feel the love in the good times, you're not going to get the full scope of God's love, and that going through the hardship is often necessary to realize that love is perfect in any condition. That was helpful.
Yeah, like the butterfly.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be walking on the rim all your life. You want to fly.
Yeah.
Maybe a good prayer for you would be, oh, Lord, let me fly.
Let me fly, yeah. Well, anyway, I was just great to be included in your blessing. I'm often participate as blessing giver on these calls, so today I can add to that being a blessing receiver. And
well,
I do have one.
Receive today. Receive today.
Yeah, yeah. And while I quickly got you, I've been trying to find out if are there study groups of the work, and if so, I don't know how to find them. I'd love to be in relationship to people who are benefiting and deepening into Yeshua's teachings. And if so, how would I find these groups? Where are they?
I know they're out there because I do hear from people, but we do not have an organized list of them at this point in time because we have been through so much transformation ourselves, but I will.
Okay.
You're in the San Francisco area, right?
Yes.
Yeah. One person who would know if anybody in that area would be Stephen Adler. He has run study groups for a very long time, and he's in your area. I don't know if you know Stephen.
He used to live literally right around the corner from me when I was still living in Fairfax. And since I moved from there,
really?
I haven't been in touch with him. Yeah, he was right around the corner.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
I don't know where he is.
I will see if I can summon up some emails and get them to you. Okay?
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Nancy, I think we're going to have to just call it for now, or we're just not going to get this blessing in on time. Of course,
well, thank
everything,
you.
We're
yeah.
saying, everything we're saying is a blessing, and I want to thank all of you who participated, who had the courage to show up and give your heart to others, because it does make a difference. It makes a difference that people see blessings are given and that faith is strong. It really does help a lot. So thank you for being here. Thank you, the ones who spoke. And let's just get ready to receive right now. Okay? So I'm going to get us into a different mode here. Good. That's necessary that we have a quiet background for what's coming next. So, everyone, I want you to stretch. I'm not talking about yoga. I'm not talking about anything that's going to strain your body. And some of you may be at least partially immobile or not as mobile as you used to be. So just do what you can. Make sure that unless some part of your body's in a cast, make sure the joints can bend, you know, because that's where you build up fluid, actually. It backs up in your joints, and then it's hard to relieve it and hard to get flow going through it. So if you can, extend your legs, make a little spinning wheel if you can, okay? Turn your spine to the right and to the left, and your neck to the right and left, and then up and down. Okay. Yeah. That's just got to feel a little better, because things are going to move through you. They'll flow through you. And the blessing comes through a very high frequency of energy that will not challenge your joints in any way, but it will flow through them. And it's good that it does, good that it can. So we're going to take a really deep breath now. Expand your rib cage and your diaphragm. Take in as much air as you can. Hold it for a second or two. And release it so completely that your shoulders fall. And your diaphragm moves up. And just squeeze out the last little cubic of air. Okay, now we're going to do that again. Another really, really deep breath. Throw your shoulders back. Move out your ribs. Draw down your diaphragm. Okay. Oh, we're good with that one. And now release it. Okay. I want you just to sit in your chair. You can lie down too. That's okay too, especially for those who are, who need to be. And it doesn't have to be on a bed. It could be on the floor, a mat, the green grass. No particularities about that, but have your feet uncovered. Or, at least if you have to have them covered, put natural organic fibers on them. Same with your head. Uncovered or at least covered with natural fibers, and it's okay. and we want to feel our union with life. We want to be mindful of it. And we're going to move us in that direction with our four square breath. That's just to, now this is a regular breath, not something extreme, nothing you force, except you're going to be mindful of it. You're going to give forth a breath into life and count to four, whatever's comfortable for you on four. Now you're going to hold it to four. Take a new breath in to four. Receive it and use it to four. Now this might not be easy the first time through because you're not in a rhythm with your breath. And see, that's the beauty of this little ritual. Is it puts you into rhythm with your breath. And your breath is the rhythm of life. I would really recommend that you practice this on your own. Every day, just take a few minutes to relax and just breathe. Four square. Think about giving out. Now give out. Give to the count of four. Allow it to be received to the count of four. And return breath to your body to the count of four. Use it to the count of four. And then bring up a new breath to release to the count of four. And on. Keep doing this as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. Our brother and Lord of life. The one who has mastered life and death. Who has emerged and unified human form with immortality. The one who has mastered it all. And came to begin our education, our teaching, to foster and develop our mastery into future fulfillment. We come very humbly to practice your teaching and to be here receiving blessings for ourselves and sharing blessings with life. We ask for ourselves in our prayers, and we ask for those who don't know to pray, for they too are our brothers and our sisters. We ask for the children. We ask for people who are just generally misunderstood in so many ways, that they receive understanding. We ask for blessings to bring peace to areas of conflict. We ask for blessings to elevate and bring rightful leadership into our country and our world, that we may have those to follow who honor the laws of nature, the laws of God, and the brotherhood, sisterhood, of humanity. We ask that the poor be fed and the sick be nurtured and helped in their infirmity to be relieved of pain or healed according to their faith. We ask that we make progress toward becoming one family of humanity in one world of peace. However long it takes, we understand the first step is the beginning. We take to heart your holy teachings and your sacred life. We follow with love and we seek to love one another. In your blessed name,
We ask these things. Amen. Now, I would ask that the blessing receivers begin your prayer, and the blessing givers stand with me, that we conduct the energy of this blessing. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to just receive more. Lay down. If you were sitting, then lie down now. If you already lie down, then continue. Be at peace. Allow your life to just be a whiteboard that the Holy Spirit writes His counsel upon. Your heart be open to the presence of Christ and your life guided by the presence of your Holy Father. Just be. Be open to whatever needs to be given to you right now. And then be open to discovering more of it in the days ahead. We send you forth into a week of blessings. And we look forward to seeing you back here again next week to receive more of them. Bye-bye for now. All blessings be unto you. Bye-bye.